No, we're not looking back 18 months. We're looking back one day to tell you that yesterday was actually the spring equinox in the summer hemisphere, marking the official start of spring. So all of those who declared it so on the 1st of September, we're now all right, okay? The weather should technically start getting warmer from here onwards. The days certainly will start getting ever so slightly longer with each day that comes ahead as we head into summer. And the sum total of all of that is hopefully we all get to start spending a bit more time outdoors. So we thought it was a good time in our home improvement segment to chat about making better use of our outdoor spaces and zhuzhing them up a little bit with some tricks and tips on how to make the most of any space, whether it's large or small. We've invited Nicola Polmans to join us on the show today. She's the founder of a business called Sprung, who manufacture fire pits and outdoor furniture and outdoor kitchens. We'll explain more about what those are soon. They can help convert even the smallest and most dreary of outdoor areas into something special, a place where you would love to entertain your friends and cook and socialize outside. Nicola, it's great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Won't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and the business? I believe you actually studied architecture initially.
Yes, my background is architecture and interiors, both abroad and here. And yeah, when I returned back to South Africa from the UK, I was just very struck by how underutilized our outdoor spaces are. We have the most amazing climate here, and it just struck me that people should really, really be making more of it. So the idea was to create beautiful products that would do that very thing. And then shortly after I started on this journey, COVID hit. So that kind of actually cemented that it's the right thing to do, to create those outdoor spaces where you can host events and have family and friends around and entertain in a sort of responsible way, really.
Well, ironically, that has worked in your favour, because that is the way we're going to be doing a lot of our entertaining, certainly in the next couple of months at least. Nicola, I mean, the comment that we have this wonderful climate, we have the privilege of being able to be outdoors for huge chunks of the year, that all of our friends, you know, living in the UK and squeezed into tiny flats are green with envy about. It's an interesting comment that you think we don't make enough of that wonderful option. Mm. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think people always aspire to have a beautiful home, so you have a beautiful architecture, the beautiful interiors, and often those outdoor spaces kind of come right at the end of the project and often a little bit tacked on. Another thing is that we have limited options in South Africa, to be quite blunt. You know, we don't have all the options that you get overseas. So people's spaces, outdoor spaces, tend to become a little bit samey. Mm-hmm. But I have seen a change in trend. I mean, we were working with a lot of landscape designers now. People are really putting a lot of effort into the outdoor spaces now.
Okay. So, I mean, let's talk a little bit about the things you can do to brighten up a space. As you say, I'm sure we can all picture the same. It would once have been the sort of the cast iron picnic table with four chairs around it. We all know what I'm talking about. At one point, the cushions would all have matched, and then it would have been a certain sort of teak table that was in fashion. It does very much go sort of in and out in fashion. But Nicola, some general pointers. What are easy ways to turn a drab outdoor space into a special one?
Well, there's making it functional in different ways is the kind of thing that we're very interested in, because not everyone has the benefit of a massive garden, obviously. Yeah. So it's nice to create zones. If you do have a big garden, you can create a fire pit area. You can create an outdoor entertaining area. You can have pergolas, all that sort of thing. But it's essentially just about creating spaces where people can enjoy themselves. So whether it's through the materials you use, the furniture you buy, the products and the layout, all those things. Creating little areas as well, so like using screens for privacy and that sort of thing as well.
And at Sprung, do you sell the screens and the sort of the things for dividing up the spaces like that? Is that part of the business?
And that's one of our products that are in development. At the moment, we're focusing more on the outdoor kitchens and the fire pits just because they've been so popular. So we're kind of trying to keep up with the demand.
Okay.
But there's lots of things in the pipeline that would feed into what we're just saying. But outdoor kitchens, for example, is a huge trend internationally. Sorry about it. Cooking has become an increasingly popular outdoor activity, and not just frying in South Africa, but people are adding things like pizza ovens and gas hobs to their outdoor kitchen. Mm-hmm. Obviously good in load shedding.
Yep.
But it's part of the entertaining process now. So, you know, people like to chat while they're preparing the salads or make a cocktail, for example, and use a kitchen as almost like a bar, and it just stops the need for running in and out of the house to get to the kitchen. You know, you can be with your guests outside and it becomes an interactive part of the meal.
Okay, I mean, I've certainly noticed that house hunting over the last year or so, that there are a lot more better defined, better developed outdoor entertaining and catering spaces in homes that have been recently renovated. It's very noticeable. Nicola, you've got a very good, though, alternative on your site. If you don't want to go the whole hog of actually constructing a permanent outdoor kitchen space, you look like it's a sort of a trolley-based one that looks pretty portable.
Yes, it's a mobile outdoor kitchen option. You can literally wheel it to wherever you need it to be, and you can either plug it into a hose pipe or run it off a drum of water. And it's quite fun because you can move it to the braai, you can move it down to the end of the garden for afternoon drinks. You can even use it indoors, actually. So, yeah, it's very versatile.
Okay.
We've got another modular range, which is more sort of permanent, but even then, all of our kitchens are designed so that if you move, they can move with you. It's not something that would have to be fixed in.
Okay. Just for those who might have joined us late to the conversation, my guest on the line is Nicola Polmans, who is the founder of a business called Sprung, who manufacture outdoor furniture, outdoor kitchens, fire pits, and all the things you need to make your outdoor entertainment spaces a bit more special. Weatherproofing is obviously a factor, Nicola, although in South Africa, the weather that these things have to be able to withstand is mild compared to overseas. It's still a factor. Do you want to talk to us a little bit more about the kind of materials that can be used and can't be used?
Sure. I mean, obviously, that's one of the reasons outdoor furniture is more expensive, because it really has to withstand those elements. But, you know, things like we sometimes get commented that people can buy a fire pit cheaper at a large retailer. I mean, I won't go into the technical side, but they have to be built to last. And you have to look at the right thickness of material and the right coatings, for example. So even if you do get a coated steel product for outdoors, you need to make sure that it's stainless steel aluminium underneath the powder coating, because that'll never rust. Polypropylene chairs are very popular and affordable. They come in all sorts of nice colors. The only drawback for me is that they're usually foreign imports. We like to support local where we can. If you are going to do an outdoor kitchen, for example, you have to make sure that the taps are stainless steel, that the sinks are stainless steel. You can't have just an average chrome plated tap, for example, because that'll also just rust.
Okay, that's important to know.
Yeah, no, exactly.
What about the wood? When we talk about wooden furniture, tables, etc., any pointers there?
Well, of course, hardwood would be the way to go. But even then, all hardwoods are created equally. Yeah. So you have to be sure what you're getting. And you have to also be prepared to put a bit of maintenance work in, because you can't just buy it and leave it, because it will weather, without a doubt.
Yeah.
So you've got to be prepared to do that. But also, I would say, for your big ticket items, go ahead and get weather covers made. It's the best way to kind of extend their lives, you know, from UV and water damage, definitely.
Okay, that's great advice. And even if it's just to prolong it for a couple of years, it's a relatively small investment compared to having to replace the entire set more frequently. The one thing I'd want to mention that I noticed on your website, Nicola, is that you actually rent out some of this portable equipment. So if somebody wants to host a wonderful outdoor gathering, but is only going to do it once in a blue moon and doesn't want to invest in the whole shaboodle for themselves, you can actually bring it to their home.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's quite fun to use that little mobile outdoor kitchen as a cocktail bar, and we also rent out the fire pits. So we've had a few people who are having weddings and some want to book them, because it's quite a nice way to have your guests outside when the weather's getting cooler in the evening. Mm-hmm. They don't want the indoor entertainment anymore. Quite a fun thing to do if you're having a party as well.
Nicola, somebody asking on the SMS line, any advice for those who have really small spaces, in my case, just a balcony?
Yeah. Well, with small spaces, you need to select furniture that has more than one function. So things like side tables that can become stools and entertaining. Another trick is to select furniture that works indoors and outdoors, so you can move it between the spaces without cluttering your balcony. And then furniture items that are easy to pack away, so hammocks, folding furniture, that sort of thing. But then there's other tricks you can do, like plants are obviously a good way to soften an urban balcony. Plant boxes that extend beyond the balcony wall is great, because it draws your eye outwards and makes the space feel larger. But the nice thing about a balcony is that you can be a little bit braver with your choices. So maybe a graphic floor tile or a bright piece of furniture, that sort of thing. But multifunctional is a big one. Like even our small fire pits, you can put a lid on and turn it into a table when you're not using it, that kind of thing.
Okay. Nicola, just in closing, any sort of key pieces of advice we haven't spoken about that you think it's important for our listeners to know and digest when they start planning their outdoor spaces?
I think just I think to try and visualize how you want to use the space and plan around it. So, you know, built-in seating is beautiful because it's easy. You don't have to move things around. But some people would prefer to have an open garden and bring chairs out. Just really need to visualize how you'll use that space. And then obviously thinking about the way the sun moves. So do you want to be in all-day sun? Plan where you're going to use it at what time of day, that sort of trick.
Nicola, thank you so much for joining us and sharing that advice today. Final question then is where our listeners go if they'd like to check out what your business can offer and get some inspiration. You've got a website, sprung.co.za. Any other channels they should visit?
Yes, on Instagram, we're sprung_ZA, and then sprung_ZA on Facebook. Our mobile kitchen is actually going to be at the Oranjezicht City Farmers Market in October, so they can go check it out there.
Okay.
And we do have a little showroom coming in the next couple of months, so that'll be announced on those social media platforms.
Nicola Polman, it's great to have you on the show today. Thanks so much for chatting to us about making the most of our glorious outdoor weather by judging up our outdoor spaces. Nicola is the founder of Sprung. Once again, their website is www.sprung.co.za.